You also say in your book, The Six Battles Every Man Must Win, that these mighty men of valor, these were men who had to fight through pain, and that this is a battle that all men must face today. Can you tell a little bit about that? What are some stories about these men who had to fight through pain in their life?
Look, the idea about fighting through pain is one in which, in 2 Samuel 23, it talks about one of the mighty men who stood his ground. He continued to fight till his hand clung to the sword. And the imagery there is that here's this guy, and as he's fighting, you know, lactic acid's racing through his body, pleading with him probably to drop the sword and run like everyone else was doing. And yet he continued to swing that sword up and down and back and forth. And when you ask yourself the question, what's happening here is this man had obviously conditioned himself like an athlete. He had anticipated the day of battle, so he trained. The only way a warrior is able to fight through that kind of physical pain and continue to do battle is because he's anticipated and prepared himself. And so there's a sense in which what we must do is anticipate that we are going to enter into spiritual battle. And when it happens, we will experience physical pain. And we need a battle plan that will enable us, when we experience pain, to be able to work through it without making bad moral decisions. And I think that the way that we do that, we understand that when men are hurting, and this is true of women too, you know, when people are discouraged, despondent, or depressed, that's when they're most tempted to medicate their pain sinfully. Well, knowing that at some point in the future, I'm going to have that pain that I'm going to want to medicate sinfully, I have got to have a plan that will enable me to get rid of the rituals so that when I'm in pain, I don't have something to turn to that will sinfully medicate that pain.
Can you give some examples about what these men faced, the battle they faced for their faith, and how that relates to us today?
When I first really read the story, basically my eyes popped open and I said, well, who are these guys? Because you read the story in 2 Samuel 23, it's mind-blowing how God used these men. You know, the odds were stacked against them, and yet, the passages say the Lord brought about a great victory that day. Their power rested in the power of God. And the question that I ask myself, Luke, is what are the barriers that keep men today from experiencing the power of God? The Lord promised Israel that their men, if they would trust in Him, that a handful of men would defeat an army. Well, every man in Israel had that promise, but it was only 33 or so mighty men of God that trusted the Lord for that promise. Similarly, in Acts 1:8, Jesus promised, you know, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. When we trust Christ as our Savior, we receive God's Spirit, and that gives us the power to be the men God wants us to be. Well, look, if today the Lord is looking for men, the few, that want to trust Him to do through them the supernatural, I want to be one of those guys. And so in that chapter, Fight for Your Faith, what I really talk about are the barriers that keep men, I think, from trusting God. And I think one of those is awareness of God's presence. How do we cultivate an awareness of God's presence? And secondly, an awareness of God's power in us. How do we understand that power and tap into that power? And then I really conclude the book having talked about the whole faith side of the coin, flipping it over and talking about the spiritual disciplines. Richard Foster said in his book, Celebration of Discipline, that a farmer cannot put life in a seed and make it grow, but he can take a seed with life in it and put it in an environment where it will grow. He can plant it, he can water it, make sure it gets sunshine. Similarly, the disciplines do not make us godly. God's grace makes us godly. The spiritual disciplines are the environment that unleashes the grace of God to change us. And I've never seen a guy that grew spiritually without the spiritual discipline. So I challenge men in my book and in my ministry to make four commitments. 3 to 5 minutes in the Word every day, 3 to 5 minutes in prayer every day. Tell your family daily you love them. And fourthly, maintain sexual purity one day at a time. Now, for guys spending more time with that in the Word and in prayer, don't cut back, okay? But the reason I encourage men to make that commitment is because it's something they can do every day.
You call me as your